This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says there, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." End of quote. Todd Stucker, a writer, speaker, and pastor in Hudson, Wisconsin, said this, "Thankfulness creates gratitude, which generates contentment that causes peace." End of quote. Unthankful are generally miserable inside and out because they are discontent and do not enjoy peace. Thankful people are content with what they have and enjoy peace in their lives. Our today's Bible insight says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Another translation is, "Give thanks in all things." Did you notice our words does not say give thanks for everything and or for all things? Frankly, we may not be able to give thanks for all things that happen to us. Certain tragedies in general terms, we may not be able to give thanks for them at least immediately without the passing of time. However, listen, in everything, in all circumstances, in the midst of it and through it, we can give thanks. This is the will of God concerning us. God's will is amid trials and sufferings, we give thanks to Him. The reason is we know who God is. We know God is in control of our life. We can say, "My Lord, I trust you because you are the sovereign living God. Even though hell type of things breaks around me, I know God knows all about it. He is the perfect and flawless pilot of my life, and He will guard me through it all. Hence, I can thank Him through it." The book of Psalms teaches us how to be thankful in the midst of sad circumstances. David, the king of Israel, explained this in his writings. He cries and laments over things that happened to him. Then he breaks out into giving thanks and praises to the Lord God in heaven and put his hope in Him. David knew who God is. Therefore, although he did not like or appreciate the sad things that happened to him, he could still give thanks and praises to God in those painful times. Our today's insight says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." If this is the will of God, why don't we obey it and start doing it? When we are thankful and praise God in the midst of sufferings and trials, do you think God can remain silent? You see, heaven's gate would supernaturally open up for you, and you would see the hand of the Lord and His deliverances. And He will be with you through it all. He will give you the strength, and He will give you the needed grace. Next time, why don't we try to continuously give thanks and praise amid your trials and watch what God would do for you. He takes note of you like He took note of Paul and Silas in prison, and they sang praises to God. Acts chapter 16, 25 to 34. He will send deliverance from heaven as He did to Paul, Silas, and Peter in prison. Jesus took note of one leper who came back to Him and gave thanks to Him. Jesus asked, "Where are the other nine?" Luke 17, 11 to 19. Beloved, a thankful person cannot and would not be miserable. Let me say that again. A thankful person cannot and would not be miserable. He would be content in all circumstances and enjoy the peace of God in his heart, no matter what life throws at him. His anchor is not on this world or people. His anchor is securely and firmly placed in heaven, where his Savior, Jesus Christ, lives and advocates for him. Nothing makes him too much worried or perplexed because his intercessor is in heaven, pleading his case on a going basis by the merit of his shed blood on that cross. A thankful and praising heart was the secret of Apostle Paul's life. He gave thanks to God in prison and in all his struggles, sufferings, and persecutions. A perfect example for us to follow. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for all blessings you give to me. Every day, you load on me with the benefits. The food, water, air, health, children, job, family, relationships, and the list goes on. More than all, I thank you for giving your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, for my sins. I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again. I thank you for forgiving my sins, washing me, cleansing me, and granting me eternal life. I am indebted to you for all, the source of all good gifts and blessings, the Lord God in heaven. I praise you and I thank you. I worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.